Hello everyone, welcome to the Daily Mishnayot Share. We just started Maseches Bava Metzia, learning with Iyun Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Tarel Bas Pinchas, and we're holding Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet says, Ra'as Metzia v'nofa aleha, a person saw a lost item and he fell on it, v'ba acher v'hechazikva, and someone else came and grabbed it with his hands. Zesh hechazikva zocha bo. This one that grabbed it is going to be zocha in the item. Ra'osan ra'otan acher Metzia, he saw people running after a lost item, acher tzvi shavor, or after an injured deer, Acher gozlo shel parchu, after birds that were not in flight, they were standing still. But Omer zachsuli sadin said, my field should be zocha, my field should acquire those items. They were apparently in his field. Zachsa lo. The field is indeed zocha for him. Haitzvi rotzke darko, if the deer was running in its normal way, ofushahaya gozlos mafrichon, or the birds were, I don't know if it necessarily means flying, but they were moving. Could mean that they were running to and on their way to getting into flight. But Omar is also Lisadi, and he said, my field should acquire them. Lo Omar Kum. In that case, he hasn't said anything. So what does this all mean? So says the Rav in explaining, Rav is a Metzia, right? He fell onto a Metzia that he saw, and then someone else came and was grabbed it. So that one that grabbed it is Zoch. The Davke, Shaisa Metzia, Rishus HaRabim. Specifically, this lost item was in Rishus HaRabim, Shein Arba Alma Shal Adam Konos Lo Rishus HaRabim. There's a general rule that the four Almas a person has, his radius around him when he's standing, acquires items for him. It's a Takanas Rabbanan that they made that person does that. But over in Rishus HaRabim doesn't work. They didn't make that Takana because obviously many people are overlapping their four Amos that are around. Sikach Amachzik Ba Zocher. Therefore, the only one who grabbed it is going to be Zocher. The Gemara goes into that another pshat is that this person who fell on it, so why did he fall on it? Apparently he didn't want to use the medium of his Dalet Amos being Kona. That's why he fell on it. But if he didn't grab it, falling on something is not a way to be Kona. Right, so the other person is Kona. The Rav's explanation wouldn't solve that part of the Mishnah of Nafal, otherwise he's falling on it. But you have to add in that from the Gemara. Aval Besimta, continues the Rav, Aval Besimta Shishvil Shal Yochid, a Simta which is a private pass, or Betside Rishut Zerabim, or on the sides of the Rishut Zerabim, Shein Rabim Dochin Sham, the people don't push, they aren't crowding over there. Arba Amos Shal Adam Kona Slo, Kol Metzia, V'kol Hefkish, Shesam L'chol Ba'arba Amos. The four Amos radius of a person acquires from any lost item and any Hefkir item that's close to him. V'ein Acher Shai L'tov, so no one else can grab it at that point. But the King L'Rabbanin Ke'ech D'L'Lisu L'Intui, the Takana of Dalet Amos was made by the Rabbanin in order that people wouldn't get into arguments. It's already owned by this person who was closer first. Seder. So that was the first case. Then it said, if you're running after a lost item, so obviously it's stationary, or an injured deer, tzvi shavur, shenu yachol lerutz, it can't run. Mishtamer b'socha sadat, it is guarded, and it can't go anywhere, right? So it's considered guarded within the field. Im lo yitlu acherim, lest other people will take it. B'havi kimitzia, that's the same thing as a lost item. The same thing as these birds that are stationary. So zoch solo, if he says, my field should get it, the field gets it for him. Sadehu, his field gets it. V'hu sha'omei b'tzat sadehu, but the case is that he's standing on the side of the field. Gon sheyachol lerutz acherim. Really, he's at a distance that he could really run after these items. He could get these items before they would leave his field. That establishes a certain amount of presence in his field, and his field can be kona them. But the last case the Rav doesn't elaborate on, if the items are moving, right, so then they're not considered guarded, mastama is what's going on. So he can't be kona them, maybe his field won't be kona. Later, that was Mishnah. Let's see Mishnah. Hey, Mitzias Beno Abital Ketanim, lost item of one's young son and daughter, meaning under Bar Bas Mitzvah. Mitzias Avdu Shivchasa Ketanim, a lost item that a person's Evid or Shivcha, Canaanite Evid or Shivcha finds. Mitzias Ishtor, his wife. Ari Elo Shalok, they belong to him. Mitzias Beno Abital Gedolim, but the adult children. Mitzias Avdu Shivchasa Ivrim, or the Jewish Evid and Shivcha. Slave and maidservant, Mitzias Ishto Shigersho, or the wife that he divorced, Afopi Shalom Nothan Kisuvasa, even though he had not given that wife her Kisuva yet, Are Lushala N. These people will keep their Mitzia that they find won't go to this person. So, what's going on in all these cases? Rav says, Haktanim, the young children, Kol Shesamach Al Shulchan Aviv, anyone that is reliant on the table of their father, they don't provide their own food, their own income. A filu who gadol, even if he's an adult, karele katan, he's considered a minor as far as this goes. And mitzia also la aviv mishum eva, and his last item goes to his father because of eva. Meaning to say, it's not midaraisa that happens, but the rabbanon awarded lost items to the father because of eva. Eva means malice. Eva means that we don't want arguments to happen. So Mela, they said, all the lost items go to the father. No one can fight about it. It's minor. It's yours. We established already whose it is. The Habas, Ben Kedana, Ben Nara. But when it comes to the daughter, the case of the daughter, whether she is a minor or a Nara, which is a little older than a minor, it's between 12 and 12 and 6, it's between 12 and 12 and 6 months, and it's a type of adult. Mitzia Asa Le'aviha. Yeah. The Mitzia goes to her father. Anyway, the HaTorah Zichsa Kol Shevach Ni'orah Ha'Le'aviha. Yeah, the Torah gave all gains that she gets, really while she's in the house, right, gave everything to her father. Yeah, so it wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter if she's under Bas Mitzvah. Nara again is above Bas Mitzvah. I'm just curious here. It doesn't make it clear in the Rav. There's another stage called the Bulgaris, which is a totally adult female, over 12 years and 6 months. It's not clear for me from this Rav what would be the status, but probably, if I'm not mistaken, the Takana is everything until she leaves her father's house. So that would even be her if unless she got engaged to someone or something like that. Again, not clear from the Rav anyway. There's only 2 stages. He's mentioning a katana and an ira. There is also a bulgaris. Okay. Next case was Avdov Shechoso Kananim, a person's Canaanite slave or maidservant. Shargufan Konalo. Obviously, he gets their lost items that they find because he owns their bodies. He says you can cause them to be inherited and pass them down like property. Why do you get the mitzia of your wife? Also because of Eva, so there shouldn't be a fight. It's awarded everything. They bring in the Gemara that this case of the divorced wife, and what's the Avmin? He divorced her. Why wouldn't she get her own mitzia in that case in the Mishnah here? That it's telling you that he's still chayv in her mizonah. So he hasn't paid her ksuba, which is the Mishnah's case, so he still has to pay for her food. You would think that maybe in reward for that, he would get any items she finds, any lost items that she finds. So it's the Kamash one, not the case, because once he already gave her a get, there's no reason to make a takana that he should get the lost items, because to avoid Ava, there's already lots of Ava. There's already a lot of hatred between them, won't help anything. So she would keep her own mitzvah. There was Mishnah. Hey, Mishnah Vav teaches like this. Matzah Shtarichov, a person finds documents of loans, yeah, of debts, I guess you'd call it. So, and now if you find them on the street, it says, you know, Reuven owes Shimon $100, let's say. So you don't know what to do because who dropped it, Reuven or Shimon? So what do you do? If it has an achrayas nechasim, which means, it literally means responsibility of property, means to say that it said in our case, Reuven owes Shimon $100, and it says something like, if Reuven doesn't pay the $100 by a certain time, and Shimon gets to take that prop, that value from Reuven's property, his land. So it's the way that he was mishabed, it made into a lien his land on the loan that he took. So in that case, the Mishnah says, lo yachzer, don't give the document back to anybody. Shebeis din fray mehen. Beis din will enforce that. Let's say you give the loan document back to Shimon. Here, go collect your loan. What if Reuven's already paid? So if Reuven's already paid, then what's going to happen is that the Beis Din will go and collect. Shimon will take advantage and say, no, you didn't pay. Look, I still have the shtar, right? Why do you have it? Why would I have the shtar? If you already paid me, I would have given it back to you. So let's say that Hitaki didn't pay, and he'll go and get payback again. The Rav's going to bring a slightly different case of what this means. I'm just saying that is one problem of giving back to the Malva. And getting back to the Love, it also is an issue because Stam, who maybe he didn't pay back, why should he get his star back? But really, the Rav's going to bring a little more complicated case. Yeah. So Lo Yachzer Shebeis Din Fray Mehen. That means Beis Din will receive payment from those fields, those nechasim that he was mishabed in the Love. In Behen Achayas Nechasim, but if it's not written that line of he agrees to give from his land, Yachzer, he can give it back. She'ain Beis Din Fray Mehen. Basin's not going to force any sort of collection. We'll see what's going on. Lirav again, Tiver Ebi Meir. Chacham Omrim, Chacham say no. Ben kach Hayachzer. Either way, don't give back. Nisha Beis Din Yifrayim Hengas. Beis Din will collect. So, what is the case that Rav says? Says Achrayis Nechasim. What's Achrayis? Shibud Karkos Shiigva Mehem. Shibud being Meshabed means to make into a lien, to make as a guarantor land. Land is going to be the guarantor. You can pay back from land that he'll collect from them. So Lo Yachzer. Rav says a case of like this. The Chayshina Le Peyron Le Kenunya. Worried about payback and Kanuna is like conspiracy. What's that mean? Shemeshtar Peruahu. Maybe the shtar is already paid. I mean, Alova Nafal, and it fell from Alova, which makes sense. Alova would give back his shtar once he paid. Pays Reuven, pays Shimon. Shimon gives him back, here's your shtar. And then Alova dropped it. Now what's going on? Later, you asked Alova, hey, this should pay back. If we'll put up in fight and said I pay back right and I drop the shtar, so that would obviously be a court case. Our mission's not saying that's the case. So what happens? Alova says, Itaka paid. Itaka did not pay. I did not pay, even though he had. Why did he do that? Eitzel sharamosi b'neim. It was a plan between them of trickery. Litrovus lekuchos, to go and take the field away from the purchasers, the customers, shalachu mimenu karka shalo be'achrayus, that bought land without a deed of responsibility on it, yichalku b'neim, and then they will divide it. And I explain as follows. And Reuven borrowed $100 from Shimon. Yeah, and he already paid it back, really. And Reuven's walking home with the shtar, and he drops it, comes on Levi and finds it. Levi gives it back to Shimon, and Shimon goes to Reuven, and he says, let's make a plan. I'm going to claim this from you. I know you already paid me. You don't owe me any money, but here's what we'll do. People bought property from you, right? I didn't have to go to those people and take away the property because you paid me. Let's come and say you don't have any money, yeah, and I'll go to those people and get their field, and you don't have any money to give them either. And I'll get the field from them, we'll split it. So Mela, Reuven's going to get half a field out of it. Shimon's going to get half a field out of it. Reuven sold the field prior, but he'll get half of it back. So will Shimon. And everybody's going to gain. Because maybe the people bought a field from Reuven, without any guarantee of achrayus and responsibility for Reuven to replace it should something happen, should a Baal Chov take it. That's what the Rav says. We're worried about. So that's why Rav Meir says his din, if there's a charas and chasim, don't give it back. But if not, give it back. But the chacham say ben kach ben kach liyachser. The shtar sheim achrayus mishaav dinami gav. Even a shtar doesn't say a line of achrayus in it, you can also collect from mishubadim, from land that has been sold. Yeah, that's mishubadim. The achrayus tells over who a lack of writing that line is just a mistake on the scribe's part. Chayshin leperon ukuni worry about the exact same thing without that line. The halacha kach chachamim. Yeah, Loch is like that. But Davke Pishtar Shein Nizkar Bo Achrayas Omer Chacham to Toh Sofer, who only by a star that makes no mention of this Achrayas do the Chacham say it's a mistake. The Gavi Meshavdin will collect from land that was sold, Ki Ilo Hay Achrayas Kosovo, as if it had been written there. Avo Im Perish Pishtar Shein wrote to the Kabo Alov Achrayas. If it says in the star that explicitly he does not want to accept Achrayas, right? He's saying, I do. There is no land. It says explicitly there is no land available to collect from. Now there's no conspiracy theory because there's no land that's going to come out of anybody's hands because of their plan between them. Thank you for listening. We'll continue tomorrow.